Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip number 782 or 1 or 3 or 2 on Saturday the 27th of March. Hope you're all well. Good bit of fun yesterday. I think one of the things I've enjoyed most about doing this podcast is taking the piss, and people don't realise you're taking the piss. I think it gives me a kind of little, makes me feel all warm and fuzzy all over, just the fact that people are stupid. I just love it, I do. I am a piss taker. I've always been a piss taker. I don't mind having the piss taken out of me, and I love absolutely ripping the piss out of people. I think one of the saddest demises that I'm witnessing is the lack of sense of humour in people. Whether this is social media or just political correctness going mad, whatever, but it seems difficult to have a laugh these days with certain people. There's something really nice about taking the piss out of somebody when they don't realise you're taking the piss. It does give me, as I say. But yesterday, we're talking about, I mean, all sorts of nonsense, which is generally what I do, and I'm well aware of it. Pomegranates and satsumas and oranges, and I mentioned the poll, and I said, and then eventually you came to the right answer, the humble orange, and, you can't have a right answer if it's a poll, it's people's opinions. That was kind of the point, you fucking dickwad, honestly. You lose the sucks the energy out of you, doesn't it? But yes, that was that. That's the whole point. The Kim Jong-un thing doesn't actually exist. It's just like a bit of fun. But Orange was right anyway. And then we had the old Dio, didn't we? He changed his name a while back. So I called him Lord Dio. You pick little things up off social media. I can see him in his little castle looking out over the lands. And I said old Lord Dio years back in one of the very first podcasts, and he changed his Twitter handle to Lord Dio, and then he got barred for being a nuisance, came back, and he started off, I think, back as Lord Dio, but he changed it to just Dio. I think he wanted us to think he's a man of the people. I'm not a lord, I'm just a man of the people. But they show their colours eventually, don't they? Yesterday, the old orange story, I said one of the keys is that you put your thumb in and the zest comes out, and you get the smell and all that, and that's part of eating, isn't it? It's not just the taste, it's the smell and everything, and there's nothing better for me. Smell of a fresh zesty orange. And I got on the old Twitter yesterday. Peeling an orange with your fingers, what the fuck? All orange peel and pith under your nails like some sort of ape. You can just see it, can't you? You can just see him in his little manner there. He's probably got his little manservant to do that. Carruthers, hang on, no, it wouldn't be Carruthers, it would be West Country. Carruthers, this could sound Indian, African, American, Irish, I don't know. Carruthers, me old lover, can you score that orange for me? Can you score it for me and bring me my latex gloves so I can't be getting that orange peel and pith and zest. I can't be getting that on my barbell lifting hands. Can you do that for me, Carruthers? Good man. Can't you just see it, don't you, old Dio? He does make me chuckle, the boy. And he came back then in the evening. And one thing I have got in common with Dio is he does like a steak. And I like a steak. And he did a little thing last night. Right, time to get this beauty going. Nice early pod, this, isn't it? See, nice. I just realised the time. I was up at three-ish. Old Steve Williamson up doing the Aussie racing. Thought he was catching everybody out, going, where's the morning, everybody? Some good Aussie racing. And I replied back to him, morning. It's 3:30, Steve. We're up and about, aren't we, son? Where was I? I was Dio's steak. Yeah, I don't know what made me cut to Steve Williamson then. But so Dio's got his steak out, and he's put on there, right, time to get this beauty going. And he's cooked his steak. And Joe Hamilton and then has chopped on about don't post if it's not above medium, and then he's posted a picture of he's finally cut it, cooked it, and he's got it resting, and he's sent a picture to Joe that, and Joe has then put how to properly cook your cue, how to properly put cook a steak on FTS Income podcast tomorrow. He surely can't pick holes on in that. Well, I can, Joe. That's the thing. I can. And I'm not going to criticise it. He's done a fair job there. Dio, as I say, does know his steak and like his steak. But everything can be improved. There's improvements, the FTS way to cook steak. Just little improvements. The first thing, Dio, you don't post the picture of it in the fucking vacuum packing. That should have been out of the vacuum packing in the morning. One of the key elements to cooking a steak properly is that it is dry. Get it out the vacuum pack on the morning you want to eat it, or whatever packaging you've got. Get some kitchen paper, pat it dry there, because if it's wet at all, it stops getting a decent crust on it and you get a bit of boiling when you put it in the pan. So get it completely dry in the morning, then put it in the fridge, and that dries it even more. And that was told to me by a guy in Gallagher's Steakhouse in New York, New York. And if you go in there, they've got loads of steaks hung up drying in the fridge. That's what they do. That's why you call this 21 dry age steak, things like that, 21 day. So pat it dry, then completely, then get it in the fridge, then it's fully dry. Then when you take it out, it's taking out a good couple of hours before you want to cook it to get it to room temperature. So that was just the first little observation. The second thing is the butter and all that. None of that goes in. We want to get a good crust on the steak. The pan you had there doesn't look anything like hot enough. Get the pan. Honestly, try this. He's going to have a go, but try this. Get the pan on. You want it that you can't go near it. You need to open the windows, get it on for 5 minutes. You want the pan as hot as you can get it. There with no oil whatsoever. You do not need any oil to cook a good steak. The heat on the pan, it won't stick there. So if it's hot, the meat won't stick. So if you do want any oil at all, actually use the back of the steak, the fat itself, and rub that across the pan if you're worried about it sticking. But it won't stick if the pan is hot enough. So, and you get with oils and butters, you get a taste that you don't need. So you want the taste of the meat. If you're going to use anything, again, another little tip, if you're going to use anything, and you can do your chips in this, one I found recently, superb beef dripping. Oven cooked chips in beef dripping are unbelievable. And if you put a little bit of beef dripping in your pan to cook the steak, they're all better than these butters and oils and all the other nonsense. So pan really hot there, and then stick the steak on and leave it for 2 minutes. Just leave it for 2 minutes to build up a crust, and then flip it again for 2 minutes to build up a crust. And now you're in the stage of getting it to where you want. Dio had quite a nice thick steak. Don't be cooking those thin flimsy ones. Good inch thick or more, and then you want to be turning it. I think in the old days they said, oh, don't touch it, don't turn your steak, and people were trying to get the Bernie in lines on it. You need to move it around the pan to get the crust even across the steak on both sides. You might even have to flip it every 3 or 4 every 30-40 seconds. Just flip it. Use tongs, don't use a fork. You don't want to pierce it. Make sure you sear the fat edge there. And don't have too much in the pan, so you really do just want one steak in the pan at the time. And that's it. And then you'll get this crust. You'll see this nice dark crust, even across both sides. Cook it how you want in the middle. Dio's looked absolutely perfect, but it's just the little details. Oh, and before you cook it, apologies, good sprinkling of salt, good sea salt there. Sprinkle it all over, probably more than you think that you need. Sprinkle it all over, but good hot pan. Get the steak dry is one of the real key things. I love my steaks. Get it really dry in the fridge. Take it out, room temperature, sprinkle of salt. Get the pan red hot in. No, don't need any fat, genuinely. I know people are going to be going, what, no fat? Trust me, you don't need any fat. Cook a steak like that, you'll be amazed. Absolutely beautiful. But it was a very, you know, I'm not going to criticise his steak. It was a valiant effort down at the manor. There you go. See, the stuff we talk about, the stuff that pops up. Right, what's next? What else have we got? Football today, isn't it? I'm going to give you a little bit of football. I did have some other pearls of wisdom, but can't remember what it was. Football, we got a bit of League One action, bit of Segunda action, bit of St Patrick's action, Ireland. So today we have got a first half goal, AFC Wimbledon, so 30-35 minutes on, if 0-0, AFC Wimbledon, Northampton, a first half goal, over 2.5 at Gillingham, Hull playing Gillingham, over 2.5 Hull Gillingham, you can drip that in through the first 10 minutes, trade on goals, and a late goal at Blackpool versus Plymouth, a late goal. So if there hasn't been a second half goal, 70-75 minutes, drip late, a late goal. So first half goal at Wimbledon, over 2.5 at Hull, late goal at Blackpool. you've learnt that oranges are the only way, Kim Jong-un. You've learnt how to cook a steak. You've learnt Dio's got a manservant. Can I say manservant? What was it? Somebody said it's humankind I should have used. I do apologise. Got to rewrite my dictionary of how I can speak. Have a lovely Saturday. Enjoy yourselves. It's very nice here. I've been out for a nice walk this morning, but the very nice but windy. And it's only a couple of days. Oh, excuse me. Only a couple of days before you can meet someone in your garden. Incredible, isn't it? How life moves on. How civilised. Be able to meet somebody in the garden. I think this thing's driving me mad now. Right, enjoy your Saturday, and I'll be back with you. I might be back with you tomorrow. I might do a little one tomorrow, as we haven't only had a couple this week. I'll see what football's on. I might be back tomorrow. I might not. If not, it'll be back to Mindset Monday. We will get into a proper schedule now. Enjoy your Saturday. Enjoy your steak cooking. Pat it dry. Trust me, pat it dry. Get the pan super hot. Leave it. If you held your hand over it, it should be almost like, oh, I can't do that. That's how hot it's got to be. Beautiful. Right, crack on. See you later.